Good morning. You're listening to IPR's Morning Edition. I'm Dan Wanshura. Add Elk Rapids to the growing list of northern Michigan communities worried about the influx of travelers coming north amid the coronavirus pandemic. Village President Jim Janisse wrote a letter to Governor Gretchen Whitmer this week. He wants her to make residents choose between staying at their primary or summer home and not travel back and forth between them. Janisse says he's never seen this many people opening up their cottages in Elk Rapids this early in the year, and some of them are just coming for a few days. Jim Janisse joins me this morning to talk more about the situation in Elk Rapids. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Dan.
Jim, tell me a little bit more about what's going on in Elk Rapids these days.
The seasonal homes that I know and recognize for the last 33 years, because if it was a holiday weekend or Harbor Days weekend. So those homes not only include multiple vehicles that typically aren't there, they include vehicles from out of state, or sometimes several states. Our parks are full. Our gas stations are busy. People are out walking, biking, and I'll even use the word socializing. So that those are all indicators of we've seen, in addition to talking with, for instance, a propane supplier who says that there's a list to get on because he can't deliver enough propane as the cottages and cabins are being opened up.
Okay, wow. So a lot of people coming up to Elk Rapids at this point. Jim, I also want to talk about short-term rentals. There's some concern that people are coming up and staying maybe for a long weekend and then going back downstate, maybe to another home somewhere. Are there short-term rentals happening in Elk Rapids? And does that go against Governor Whitmer's executive order mandating that only essential businesses stay open at this point?
I have had complaints that short-term rentals are being utilized this past weekend. One investigation was done by our police department and found that the person that rented it was quote-unquote, an essential worker from the Detroit area. So he was able to travel. However, we don't know anything more than that, other than I'm in this one situation. The person that was traveling was essential, so he could rent the home. So the answer to your question is yes, it is happening. But to what degree? We don't have any mechanism in place of doing that. We have tried to promote the intent of what Governor Whitmer's request is that short-term rentals is not an essential business, and therefore people, that's not, or and it's not a secondary home, and people should not be doing it or utilizing it.
Have you seen incidents where people have been fined or notified in Elk Rapids to modify their behavior and stay home?
We have not. I think it's important to say that when you look at what the order is, there is enough generality that encountering most individuals, they will have a reason, and I hate using the word a valid reason, but they will have a reason that fits the order that allows them to be out and about.
How would issuing a one-time choice for Michigan residents, either stay at your first home or go up to your cottage and self-quarantine for 14 days and stay there, how would that enable better enforcement, do you think?
I don't want to look at it as enforcement. I want to look at it as what makes common sense, what will help us get through this in a fashion that more people will be alive at the end of it. So as I've received a tremendous amount of support for the letters, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking for the other side of it, of the letters that says, hey, we have a cottage and we pay taxes. Are you going to give us a refund on our taxes? Are you going to lower our water bill and our sewer bill? That's the entitlement that has kind of prevailed by some of the individuals that have truly ruined it for others. So as safe as people may try to be, or as irresponsible as they try to be, the transmission is still going from one area to another. And I think we can have a greater effect if people just stay put.
Do you think anybody will pay any attention to this without more strict enforcement? And is that really possible?
So I think the way that this is getting forced is public shame. And I think that's what's starting to pop up through social media. You know, look at this person that's out and about. What are they doing? Look at how close these people are. Those type of things, those type of calls that go into the 911 centers of, you know, there's about six people at this house. You know, is that right? Is that correct? Or is that appropriate? So I think rather than a ticket to get us through this, I think it's going to be public shame.
Huh. That's interesting. Are you seeing that happen in Elk Rapids?
Yes. That specific information would be, you'd be able to obtain that through our 911 center. So, yes, our 911 center has received those type of calls.
Jim Janisse is the village president of Elk Rapids. He wrote a letter to Governor Gretchen Whitmer this week asking her to limit the amount of travel people can do between a primary residence and a summer home. Jim, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
And you heard him on Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio.